Captain Alfred was sitting in a fork of the tree, pulling the bucket up by the rope. When he got it all the way up, he removed the sandwiches, which were wrapped in paper napkins, and placed them on the deck, then lowered the bucket to the ground. Pete beamed me a cunning smile.
Well, Hanky, I guess you don't get a bite.
Hey, Pete, for your information, I was guarding those sandwiches, and it never even crossed my mind to eat them.
Oh, really? How come you were licking your chops,
I wasn't licking my chops, Kitty. Or if I was, it had nothing whatsoever to do with eating Alfred's lunch. Furthermore, I'm shocked in a sandwich that you'd even suggest such a tunable thing. Terrible thing. Just because you're a greedy little moocher doesn't mean that the rest of us have such a corrupt mind. His eyes widened.
Well, maybe I was wrong, Hanky.
Of course you were wrong. You're always wrong. You were wrong the day you were born, and you've gotten wronger ever since. Now, if you'll be kind enough to buzz off, I have many things to do. We're fixing to take a long and dangerous sea voyage on the sea, and you're not invited.
Well, just darn the luck.
He batted his eyes and grinned.
See you around, Hanky.
As he walked away, I yelled, "Not if I see you first, you little pest!" Drover was watching, and he was impressed.
"Boy, you really got him on that one. Nice shot!"
I rolled the muscles in my enormous shoulders and glared after the cat. "Yes, well, putting these cats in their place is a very important part of our job, Drover. Let a cat go a couple of days without a humbling, and the next thing you know..." Holy smokes, it had suddenly occurred to me that Captain Alfred was coming down the tree. Climbing out of our ship, that is. And Pete was climbing up. You see what this meant? The little sneak was heading toward my sandwiches. Hey, this was getting serious. I couldn't just stand there and let the stupid cat... But dogs don't climb trees, right? Very seldom. We just weren't made for climbing trees or boarding ships. But there was Pete inching his way up the... I had to do something. Unless I took bold and immediate action, the thieving little cat was going to eat my... That is, he might very well steal Alfred's lunch. And you know how I am about these kids and their dietary so-forths. Growing boys need a good nourishing lunch. They need the many vitamins and minerals that are contained in... Well, in tuna fish sandwiches, for example. This was a moment of decision. I had to make a stand for healthy children. And so it was that in a flash, I hopped myself into the 5-gallon bucket, and as Captain Alfred walked up to me, I beamed him looks of greatest urgency, which said, "Captain, I request permission to board the ship. Haul me up, sir." Alfred stared at me and grinned.
"Gee, what a good doggie."
Right, exactly. That was me. A good doggie to the bitter end, and we needed to hurry up before a certain cat. Alfred climbed back up into the tree. He hadn't noticed the cat, but that was okay. I would take care of the cat, if Alfred would just hoist me up there. The boy leaned back and started pulling on the rope. It was hard work, and I could hear him grunting and straining, but he stayed with it. I rode the bucket higher and higher until at last I was there. I leaped out of the bucket onto the deck and found myself standing right beside the captain of our ship, let us say. The boy was tired and breathing hard, and to show him just how proud I was, I gave him a big juicy lick on the face. "Well done, Captain. Against incredible odds, we have..." It was then that I noticed... Well, the ground. The ground was a long, long way down there, and the wind had started blowing, and the tree... The ship, that is. The ship was beginning to roll on a stormy sea, and... Yipes! Quick as a wink, I wrapped all four paws around the nearest tree limb, and suddenly it dawned on me that dogs don't belong in trees. And at that very same moment, Alfred started climbing down the tree, to see if he could get Drover to sit in the bucket, it appeared. But hey, what about me? Alfred, son, don't leave me up here in this tree. Listen, this was a bad idea. In a moment of sandwich lust, I forgot that... Alfred, I'm scared of heights. There it is, I admit it. And if you go back down, you'll be leaving your very best and dearest friend. He didn't hear or didn't understand my pleadings. He left me there all alone and clinging to the swaying limb. Oh, brother, I'd really done it now. How could I have? And what made it even worse and more awful was that I was so busy hanging on that I couldn't even think about those sandwiches. I mean, I could smell them. They were right there beside me, but I didn't dare turn loose of the limb and... Pete. Oh, no. There he stood right in front of me, grinning and purring and flicking the end of his tail back and forth. He had somehow managed to show up at the very moment of my darkest hour. Our eyes met. In his whiny voice, Pete said,
"Well, well, it's Hanky the Wonder Dog. I didn't know you liked being in trees."
"Oh, yes, I hang out in trees all the time. Hey, Pete, I guess you noticed the sandwiches, huh? Well, I've been thinking. Maybe we can work out some kind of deal. Here, check this out. You take one sandwich and I'll take the other. 50-50 split, fair and square. What do you say?" He looked me over, and I had a feeling that he noticed, well, that I was clinging to the limb for dear life. "Pete, I wouldn't make such a generous offer to any other cat, but what the heck, we've known each other for years, right? And I've always kind of liked you, and I've always thought we ought to do some business together." Pete pushed his nose inside the wrapper on one of the sandwiches. His eyes grew wide.
"Well, that's very nice, Hanky. Let me take a bite, and then we'll talk deal."
"Good idea, Pete. Sure, take your time." I must tell you that it was killing me to talk nice to the cat. Before my very eyes, he took a bite off a sandwich and chewed it up. And all I could do was watch. Meanwhile, down on the ground, Captain Alfred was trying to poke Drover into the bucket, but he was having no luck at all. Drover, the little weenie, was scared of riding in buckets and even scareder of going up into trees. Pete chewed up his first bite and took another one. He beamed me a long, scheming, catish smile.
Oh, Hanky, this is delicious. Have you tried it?"
No, not yet. To be very frank, Pete, and I'm being perfectly honest here, I'm a little concerned about falling out of this tree."
"Are you? Poor doggy."
He took another bite.
"Oh, this is... Hanky, you would just love this sandwich."
"I'm sure I would, you little..." I strained to keep a pleasant tone in my voice. "Here's an idea, Pete. Maybe you could, you know, put a bite in my mouth. Then we could share it together. Sharing life's precious moments is very important, you know." He gave that some thought.
"No, I think I'll eat some more by myself. But maybe we could share..."
He batted his eyes and grinned.
"The smell. Here."
Do you know what he did? He picked up the sandwich in his front paws and held it right under my nose. And you can imagine what that did. All at once, my mouth was watering and my whole body trembled with anticipation. Antiperspiration, whatever it was, my whole body trembled with it, and I just couldn't resist taking a snap. Yipes! I almost fell out of the tree. I dug in with all four sets of claws and then had to watch the cat eat the rest of my sandwich. It was a terrible ordeal, but I still had hopes. Anyway, back to our deal, Pete. You've had a chance to sample the goods, and gosh, you're probably stuffed by now. So, what do you say? He yawned and stretched and took his sweet time in answering.
You know, Hanky, I'd love to do business with you, but I think maybe I'll eat the other one, too.
I stared at him. What? Pete, this isn't fair. It's cheating. You're taking unfair advantage of this tragedy in my life. He nodded.
I know, Hanky, and I just love it.
A ferocious growl was trying to work its way up my throatillary region, and I had to stomp it down with iron discipline. See, I still had some hope of working out a deal with the swindling little... I showed him a pleasant face. Okay, I hear you, Pete, and I think I have the answer. Check this out. We'll throw out the old deal and cut a new one, with a better split for you. Instead of 50-50, we'll go, say, 75-25. I mean, you've worked hard, you deserve it. What do you say? I held my breath and watched as he licked his left front paw with a long pink tongue.
Well, Hanky, that's a pretty good offer.
See, what did I tell you? Okay, if you'll just...
But I like my deal better. I think I'll eat the other sandwich. But you can watch.
Right there before my very eyes, the little thief took a huge, gluttonous bite out of... Okay, that did it. A dog can stand only so much. I had tried to be reasonable. I'd made him the most generous offer a dog could make, and now I had to listen to him smacking and slurping, and something snapped inside my head. Suddenly, I forgot that I was scared of heights and that dogs don't climb around in trees. Fellers, a terrible injustice had been done, and I was fixing to teach this cat a lesson I wouldn't soon forget.